The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We're with you on this Tuesday, 12th of March, 2013. And Paul Drockton is taking care of some personal business out there. So I was told that he will be here to do his own program at 6 p.m. Central Time. So we have Andy Hoffman, ranting Andy Hoffman, with us. Andy, how are you?
Good. So it's just you and me today.
It's just you and I, my friend.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. You know, I am just thoroughly amazed here. I was watching, MSNBC this morning and financial stock market. The question was vaguely brought up about all the pumping up of the stock market. And yes, that is going on, but that's not the reason for the stock market recovery. And Andy, I about fell off my chair. That's the only reason why the stock market is up. What's your take on this?
Well, I think you got it exactly right. You know, I was telling someone this morning how it's sad. I was a Wall Street equity analyst for, I don't know, between 15 and 20 years. And a few years back, I had to pretty much disavow everything that I ever learned about fundamental analysis, technical analysis, how markets are supposed to react to news, and because, you know, basically they're manipulated. That's what the working group on capital markets is there to do with the stock market, what the Fed is there to do with the bond market, what the exchange stabilization fund is there to do with currencies, and, of course, the gold cartel. And I've been posting in my blog, I mean, day after day, chart after chart showing, you know, incredible dislocations between fundamentals and markets. I mean, you know, for years and years, for instance, if you see macroeconomic factors decline, you'll see the chart shows the stock market goes with it. But all of a sudden, a year or two ago, when the money printing really accelerated, they just have completely dislocated. It's all about printing money and propping up the market.
Well, and this is the first time I think I saw a piece by Jim Rogers stating, and it needs to be stated, that all the industrialized countries of the world, this is the first time in world history that they're trying to print their way out of the economic situation. They're trying to print more debt instruments to, I guess, displace the debt that has been brought on by the investment banks and all of this mortgage-backed securities and everything else. The most incredible thing I have ever seen. And
well,
and hold on one second here. We got to take a break. I've got Andy Hoffman with me today, and we'll be discussing more about this right after the break. There's no disconnect in the propaganda coming out of these financial news channels, folks, and I feel sorry for the people that are not paying attention. We'll be right back.
Thank you. For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20 plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we're back with Andy Hoffman. We got cut off by a break there. Andy, you were about to say.
What Jim Rogers was talking about, not so much that they're all trying to print their way out of it, but it's the fact that it's the first time in history where there's not a single currency on earth that's not fiat. And it all goes back to 1971 when all the currencies of the world pretty much were anchored to the dollar, and Nixon, you know, abandoned the Bretton Woods standard. So as a result, there is absolutely nothing backing any currency in the world. And they're all going the way that the previous 599 fiat currencies have gone, which is to hyperinflate. It's just a matter of which ones go first and how long it takes.
And there is a direct correlation between government spending and the closing of that gold window. And since the early 1970s, if you look at any chart whatsoever, government expenditures and borrowing is just on it. If I remember the graphs correctly, it was almost on a 45-degree incline.
Well, the country started in 1776, and in 1971, after nearly 200 years, the nation had $200 billion of debt. Since then, we've gone from $200 billion to $17 trillion, not including $5 trillion for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which are off balance sheet, and not including unfunded liabilities. So it's entirely correlated to not being on a gold standard. By definition, a gold standard means you cannot print money unless the supply of gold in the government's treasury increases at that percentage. And of course, that's not what happens anymore.
Well, and of course, this wonderful idea of transnational corporatism, where companies or corporations know no bounds anymore. They're setting up shop, going after cheap hits, whatever the case may be. When you see things like that go on, it used to be that we funded our government through taxes took in inside the United States, gas taxes, IRS taxes. But there was a time when we looked at our own markets and we charged tariffs and fees for imported goods. Now, the irony to the situation is that the United States does not enjoy unfettered export to other countries. Try getting stuff in China manufactured in the United States. But these companies have blanche access to U.S. consumer markets. They send their goods back in. They're sold. The money goes back to the respective countries and or manufacturers, wherever they're operating from. And they're displacing the very jobs that the people used to have, made the very things that they're buying right now. And I'm looking at this, and people ignore trade imbalances. I don't even know what it was with China last year. Do you happen to know, Andy?
Not the exact number. I know it just hit, it just surged last month by some incredible number. And China now has $3.3 trillion of currency reserves. But what you're talking about is all comes back again to the lobbying. But the bankers took over in the 1990s and lobbied for the repeal of Glass-Steagall. And at the same time, you also saw the major multinational corporations lobby so that they can have NAFTA and that and all those international trade agreements that Ross Perot was warning against. And as a result, you have a situation where corporations make money, but the jobs are all gone. It's very sad. And then when you see John Paulson, the big hedge fund manager, who I despise, by the way, saying he's going to move to Puerto Rico so he doesn't have to pay taxes on his hedge profits, it just shows you how skewed the system is toward the bankers and the major corporations that lobby to get Congress and the president elected.
Well, our United States Attorney General, Eric Holder, the infamous one that was involved with the gun running into Mexico, which, by the way, folks, there's a story up on republicbroadcasting.org. There was a little firefight that took place, I think, Sunday night. Started at 9 p.m., finished, I don't know, 5-6 hours later. No cops there. Roughly 36 drug cartel bodies were picked up and hauled off by pickup trucks by, guess who, the drug cartel personnel themselves. But Eric Holder, gun running into Mexico. Nothing happens about that. Media is absolutely silent on many Mexican bodies laying in the streets bleeding, and I guess a few citizens got killed as well. The absence of law enforcement to do any damn thing about it, and yet Eric Holder gets a free pass on Fast and Furious. But it's getting even worse. Eric Holder made the statement, and I'm going to paraphrase because I don't have it in front of me, but last week he made the statement that, well, to go after bank fraud, these guys are too big, and if we do that, it might make the economy falter. Now, in that statement, what I hear, Andy, is the fraud will continue. Nobody is going to be held accountable, and they're going to keep relying on national debt and running up debt. Supposedly, the government doesn't buy or sell anything. It's not in the business of making money. It's only in collecting it and redistributing it. But here we have the Attorney General of the United States saying they're not going to go after the banks because going after them criminally might make the economy falter.
Well, it's basically the legal equivalent of TARP. I mean, TARP says we will not let banks fail. We will give them all the money we need. And this says we will never sue a bank. I mean, he pretty much said we will never sue a large bank. We will never try to damage them because it will have this mysterious effect that will destroy the world, as if banks are the only institutions in the world that matter. It's incredible. And again, it comes down to the lobbying. To an extent, they are too big to prosecute. But, it's just one aspect of the whole supporting the system is supporting, the banks. I mean, they also have to support corporations. They have to support pretty much anything. They have to support people with food stamps. So there's pretty much, you know, a blanket tarp that's over anything that could possibly be considered worrying. I was just writing today about how it's gotten to the point that the, you know, the market manipulators have so conditioned markets, they literally, people believe, oh my God, the Dow is down 50 points. It's a catastrophe. And again, it all comes down to conditioning people to believe the government is going to protect them when they can't protect them. All they could do is print money. And that's why inflation's going up and why it's destroying capital. And they'll have to keep printing more money. Inflation will go higher until eventually people will realize that it's just talk. And it won't be long now, is my opinion.
Well, and Ben Bernanke seems to believe that he has kept inflation in check. And he's prepared to stop this interbank lending at damn near zero when the unemployment figures reach about 6.5% in this country. They've got it pegged right now that the total unemployment rate and the U6 numbers, now this includes everybody, not the people that have been on the unemployment rolls and have dropped off, people that have been shunted from the job market. It's hard to search for jobs that are non-existent. So this entire U6 picture we look at, they're still trying to tell us that unemployment in this country is right around 7.7%.
Well, a couple of things to address there. First off, that it, you know, you mentioned Eric Holder making that incredible statement that they basically would never prosecute a bank, even if they were fraudulent. I mean, Ben Bernanke actually said to Congress last week, I have the best record of any chairman of the Fed ever in controlling inflation, which is an astonishing statement for someone to say, given the evidence out there. I wrote a piece, and everyone should Google it, just last week called Delusions of a Fed Governor, where I showed that pretty much every major, you know, necessity in life is up roughly 70% or more since he started. And he's saying that he has the best inflation record on record. And then, of course, you know, you talk about this crazy new QE situation where they've said we will keep interest rates at zero or so until unemployment arbitrarily goes to 6.5%. Well, we've already had unemployment drop dramatically, at least their rate. I'm not talking about the real rate, but their rate that they're talking about has dropped pretty significantly in the last year, mostly due to labor participation rate plunging. So theoretically, you can get that 6.5% easily simply because people can no longer find a job or they give up or they're off of unemployment. So what is the Fed going to do when it gets to 6.5% and real unemployment is dramatically worse? Are they going to stop QE? Of course not. And we can have an entire show about the NFP payroll rate. No, the jobs numbers are so off the charts right now. It's ridiculous compared to reality. I mean, just this last month, they reported 236,000 jobs. As it turns out, though, full-time employment actually declined for the month. It's all an increase in part-time jobs, mostly minimum wage jobs. And from the way I look at it, I think a part-time job should be considered half a job.
Well, and added on top of that, you have businesses, companies in this country getting ready for Obamacare. And I've seen on Miles Franklin, folks, there is a graph on the lobby dollars that were spent by the people that basically wrote the health care. And this goes back to, what, the year 1998. And there was almost $5.5 billion pumped in to the lobbyists going into Washington, D.C. to get this Obamacare thing set for whenever they could get it passed. And then we witnessed what the Supreme Court called it. They tried to pass this off as, well, this has to do with commerce, and the government has every right to go in there and to regulate commerce. They quickly dropped that tune, and it was put before the U.S. Supreme Court that, well, this is just a tax, and, well, Congress has the right to lay and collect tax. A tax for something that the government shouldn't be mandating you to be doing. How the hell did that square with the United States Supreme Court? Let's take a break. I'm going to get your response to that. We'll open up the phone lines as well at 800-313-9443.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Very few places will you ever see the actual numbers of the mortgage-backed security scam that has taken place. One place that did show up, Zero Hedge. They've been openly talking about it. But I always, Andy, I always ask people that claim to know about the economy, or especially bankers, no matter what level, mid-management, upper management, doesn't matter. And I ask them, do you actually know the true picture of what these mortgage-backed securities and its handlers and sellers, and I'm still looking to take back the profits that they've made. They've seemed to have disappeared. But I've asked them, do you know how much money? And they keep talking about quantitative easing, and they talk about the European markets, and they talk about Greece and Portugal and Spain and all of that. I said, do you ever hear any? Well, no, I haven't. The people that are involved in banking don't even know the amount of debt that these people have run up. They don't have a clue.
Well, let's go back first to what you were talking about before the break about Obamacare.
Yes.
And inflation. Now, I just got my annual premium raise of 20% for my plan. As you know, when Obamacare comes, that 20% could be 200%. I mean, I am terrified to think about what numbers the average person's health care is going to go up between the inefficiency and the 30 million new people coming on board. And I know some doctors who are going to actually quit the business because they have all these issues. And actually, the other day, I was reading this Paul Ryan guy who I just despise him. I despise him more than Romney and Obama combined. I just think he's one of the biggest frauds in all of Washington. And for him to come out with his big Republican budget that says we will only increase spending by 3.4% next year, but that's only if Obamacare is gotten rid of, which I can't even believe that that's their proposal. Obama was just reelected, and he's trying to propose a budget that's going to get rid of Obamacare, which is just beyond belief. And you know, I'm still in shock that with this whole budget thing, because we haven't had a budget in 4 years, and now we're going to have to, you know, they're supposedly going to put one together, but they won't. They're going to keep increasing spending, and Obamacare is going to be like a nuclear spending increase when it comes around next year. And as for the housing market, you know, you look at, they've changed the FASB rules, as you know, Financial Accounting Standard Board, back in the April 2009 to allow the banks to keep all the crappy mortgage bonds on the on their balance sheets at whatever value they want. Here we see 3-4 years later, we see the bank stocks are higher and everyone says there's a recovery. Yet everyone knows that housing has plummeted since 2009. So it just shows you that the entire world is just conditioned by the propaganda and the market manipulation to believe, well, it must be recovering if stocks are higher. But the fact is, all those toxic assets are dying, and that's why they just did QE4. Remember QE4? The Fed's buying $45 billion a month of mortgage assets because they plunged in value. And the only thing that's keeping people from fearing them is the stock market being held at all-time highs.
And I'm also seeing another program where the government's going to get back into more government-backed mortgage for sale to the public. After Freddie and Fannie blew up in their face, they're talking about opening up another business to do exactly what Freddie and Fannie had done. I found this to be absolutely incredible. By the way, I see what Ryan is doing. He's trying to tap into the Tea Party's piscosity level about Obamacare. And what I'm seeing right now, Andy, is I'm seeing state governors back off of absolutely no Obamacare. Florida just did it last week, and I'm seeing other states start to falter on this. And many people are of the opinion that Obamacare is not going to go away. There is too much invested in this. They have no other way out, even though the government itself being involved in the health care issue and, again, entering in under the guise of commerce, I mean, jacking health care to unprecedented levels in this country.
It's all about big government. I mean, you know, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, I mean, they already own the majority of mortgages in the entire country. And between that and their other, the Federal Home Board, and that they're, you know, they're doing the subprime now and the zero down mortgages. I mean, the government is literally buying almost every mortgage out there. And as far as Obamacare, I mean, it is here to stay. It's never, ever going away. There's not a chance in hell that we won't have this go through, and we will turn into the social states of America, just like Canada and Europe, and we will have tax rates just like the other socialist countries, you know, 45%, 50%, 60%, 70% for wealthy people. There is not a chance in a million years that won't happen. It's already set in stone. And, you know, you're talking about Paul Ryan going to the Tea Party. I wrote a piece, everyone should read this, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, called One Party Fascism. And in it I say, look, the Tea Party are just rebranded Republicans. And all they were trying to do was, they know that people are only voting for whoever gives the most entitlement. So they're trying to get away from the whole Republican cut spending thing and pretend they're a different party. And, you know, they died. The Tea Party literally, they did absolutely nothing. And as far as I'm concerned, it's gone. I believe that there will soon be one party and that the Republicans and Democrats will essentially merge.
All right. We've got to take this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Ground beef,
eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, let's go to the telephones. John in Tennessee. Hello, John.
Hello, John. Two things, I guess, to start with. First of all, you asked how the Obamacare could be considered a tax. Were you aware of where John Roberts went immediately after declaring it a tax?
Okay.
He went to Malta to teach a college course on constitutional law and basically the evolution of the United States Constitution. Very few people know that. And as far as the, well, and that's why he could call it a law. It gave him a curriculum for his college level courses in this nation that is not a nation called Malta. As far as the mortgage backed securities, John, not only do bankers not understand the importance and the ramifications of that, a lot of them don't even really understand what money is or where it comes from. I tried to explain to a banker the mortgage-backed securities and the fact that someone may take my home and sell it to 100 different people, causing them all to believe that they all have 100% interest in my mortgage loan.
Mm-hmm.
It's criminal.
It is.
And they cannot even comprehend. I've asked people before, bankers before, how could I just got a notice in the mail. They've sold my mortgage again that I'm trying hard to get out of, but they've sold it again. How can you sell when I enter into contract with ABC Bank? 2 years later, it's sold again. 5 years later, it's sold again. Where's my contract, John?
Well, and that is the point. If a contract is an agreement between two parties for the fulfillment of that contract. If that contract moves on to somebody else, that contract has to be renegotiated and re-signed by you. Otherwise, it is no longer a valid contract.
And that's why I believe that they're pushing refinance your house.
Yeah.
You owe $300,000.
Yeah.
Refinance your house, which is why I'm absolutely not refinancing my house, because I realize that I entered into a contract, a mortgage contract with ABC Bank, and if they've sold it five times in 20 years, something hanky is going on. And the fact of the matter is, John, yeah, I'm making my mortgage payments because I don't want to waste a sleeping dog yet. But if they ever come to kick me out of my home because of their manipulating the economy to the point where I can't make my payment, I'm going to say, hey, I've got the money in the bank. Show me my contract. If you don't have a contract, I don't have a contract, which means I own my house.
Well, of course, it used to be that all these middlemen were lurking around selling the mortgage to each other, but most of them are gone after what happened 4 years ago. So right now, as we just were talking about, it's the government that's buying all the mortgages. They buy all the stocks, they buy all the bonds, they buy all the mortgages now. So essentially, the government is finding a way to own everything that you own, and then they destroy the company so that you lose the assets. And, you know, personally, I believe that if you can get out of debt, that's the best thing that you could do, and then worry about other things like getting gold, silver. Get yourself out of debt because someone's always trying to steal your life away.
But if I don't enter into the debt for a hope of a lower, you know, this lower your monthly payment, put two mortgage payments behind, wait 2 months before you start paying your loan. That's to get the hook back in your mouth, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it.
All right, well, John.
Contract, you don't owe them anything.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I have been recently experiencing something with my own mortgage company. Even though that the mortgage payment is not officially late until after the 15th of the month, I've got these clowns calling the house anytime they damn well please, telling us that our mortgage payment is late. And when do you plan on making that payment? I finally, Andy, lost it with an individual, and I said, look, you're calling me from some call center. Chances are it's probably in India. It could be in Indonesia. Who knows where it is, but you can speak English, and I know you can type it. I want you to type this onto your computer notes on my account. Do not call me again. Do you think for a moment that I am living in a mortgaged house and I somehow forget that I have a mortgage payment due every month? I said, the only time that I want to hear from you people is if the mortgage payment is actually late, past mid-month. What I suspect is going on here, and I can't prove it, but I'm highly suspicious of banks and mortgages any damn way. But what I suspect is going on is they're trying to build a track record here of delinquent or late payment.
And it's also another trend of harassment. I mean, before they had that infamous don't call list, I didn't get too many calls for anything. I am besieged with being on the don't call list. I am besieged by every manner of harassment on my phone, on my business line, all day long. They mess around with the caller ID to make it look like it's a local call or it's a private call. And it's, again, it's the same thing. Everyone's intruding in your life and trying to take from you. And that's why I talk about protecting yourself because, yeah, your mortgage company, your government, you name it, they're trying to, as you say, create a perception, create a track record, anything that they can do to steal from you.
There have been people, I have read the stories online, there have been people... that were dispossessed from their homes when their mortgage payments were current.
Yeah, and I mean the whole robo-signing thing where they can't even figure out whose house is whose. They were taking kicking people out of their houses who were paying, saying that they didn't have the titles. I mean, it's just everything that has to do with the finance industry is a disaster. And you know, and the sad thing is now that the government is taking a bigger role, you know, they're buying mortgage bonds, they're protecting banks. When it comes to healthcare, they're doing Obamacare, they're taking over. The more things that they take over, the more that they destroy them. And, you know, the best thing that people could do is try to find ways to avoid the system. In many ways, it's unavoidable, but the system is collapsing, and every ounce that the government takes, you know, just destroys it further.
Tom in Pennsylvania, you're up next with Andy Hoffman.
Good evening, Mr. Hoffman.
Yes.
Recently I have heard, and I'm not sure where I've heard it, that if you are on Medicare or use Medicare insurance, that when you pass away, that the Medicare, the government, will come and they will satisfy the bill that you ran up on Medicare, which was paid through the Obamacare. Is that correct?
Oh, I think you're asking the wrong person. I wish I could answer. But, you know, I would assume the worst, but I don't know, John, if you know more about the specifics of Medicare and Obamacare.
No, I do not.
But okay. I believe it. I believe it, what you're saying.
I heard that somewhere. I don't know where. But if you are, which I am on Medicare, which I was forced, I was told that I had to go on after an accident that I was in an airplane, to be precise, that I had to go on Medicare, and I had no choice on it, even though I had private insurance, which had nothing to do with it. Now, if I use Medicare now, after this Obamacare goes in full, that when I die, that the government gets satisfied on this issue with the Medicare rather than my heirs. That's all I'm asking, and I really don't know. And that's all I have. And thank you very much, gentlemen.
Okay, thanks, Tom. Yeah, what happens when the government owns everything? And they're indebted to these banks. What, Andy, I don't even know the proper phraseology for the question. Because I know the end result, but I'm trying to look for the signs that's going to point to the government collapse. Now, we all know that they can't keep printing the money to keep the government functioning. And by the way, the $16 or $17 trillion, that's just the recent borrowing that's been going on. The latest figures that we have seen, the past, present, and future obligations, the bills that are come due to the Fed, is somewhere in the neighborhood of $200 to $221 or $222 trillion.
Absolutely, that's Lawrence Kotlikoff's number, and those numbers keep rising. But, you know, back to the Medicare and the gentleman's question, again, whenever the government has its you know, its teeth into something, they claim it's theirs. And that's why I've written, I mean, endlessly told people they should get out of IRAs, 401ks, pensions, anything that's, quote, government-sponsored, they will lay a claim to. They will find a legal way to say, they actually, you know, it's our asset and we're letting you have it. And now we're taking it. The same goes for anyone who's in Medicare or obviously Obamacare when it comes. It's almost like they're saying, you know, this is, you know, we now own you because you're part of the system. That's kind of, you know, not a conspiracy theorist type thing, but it's pretty obvious that the more that if they own your mortgage, if they pay part of your Medicare, if they pay your food stamps, if they give you a tax break on your IRA, that they feel that they have the right to take whatever they want because you're their slave. And that's why, you know, getting out of the system, whether it's debt or paying your own health insurance or getting rid of an IRA, is the only possible way you can avoid, you know, this control that they're trying to take.
It's fascinating to me because when we had the last depression, we really didn't have that much debt. What we saw was the banks withhold capital from the system, and they did that for 10, almost 11 years until they decided they could make a lot of money out of war-making materials and fighting war and And after you blow everything up, then you can bank on a lot of borrowing from people that want to rebuild.
And you could call it positive GDP growth when you rebuild.
That's exactly right. Yeah, positive GDP. Yeah, knock it down and put it back up. There is very little or no conversation going on in the medias anymore about the infrastructure. I think we're somewhere past $3 trillion that's needed right now for immediate, and I mean immediate, infrastructure repair and rebuilding. We're not talking about that. Cities are going bankrupt. Michigan just basically took over Detroit. Many cities around the country are going, wait a minute, we're on the verge of collapse here.
Right. Well, the infrastructure is never getting done. You can forget about that. But Detroit is a perfect case study of what's to come. In fact, you know, it's eerily like the movie RoboCop, which is exactly what happens. The government takes over Detroit. They subcontracted its management to a private company. I mean, that's what the governor of Michigan's trying to do right now. And of course, Michigan has, you know, specific problems related to the car industry abandoning it. But there's so many cities out there that have these same issues. In fact, New York, Mayor Bloomberg, who lost his soda ban yesterday, he just was saying that, you know, he just said that the city of New York gets 15% of its funding from the federal government. And I mean, the city of New York with all its Wall Street banks, they need the funding too. Everyone is on the dole. And then again, you know, the government says, the federal government says, well, we own you, New York City. You do what we tell you. So
what you're describing there, Andy, mm-hmm. is what they term benefit from the government. And this is how they've controlled many things. The school systems, I mean, there's a classic example. Our school system can no longer teach our children, but that doesn't seem to matter to them. But the states will do nothing about the federal government-run school system, because they continually have their hands out for the federal benefit and to support the public school system. And I find this rather obnoxious. When will these governors finally decide to be independent of federal funds? Because you've got to be an asshat, actually, to not realize what the federal government's doing if you're a governor in any state in this country.
Well, they want the money. It's free money. That's the whole beauty of not being on a gold standard. That's how politicians get elected. They get, you know, they get entitlements out to their constituents and they get votes. And if it's being given out everywhere, you can bet Mayor Bloomberg of New York City wants it too. And, you know, he gets it, and then he does infrastructure projects, gives some jobs. You know, he can do refurbishments on his mansion. He can do whatever he wants. But that's the whole point. When you don't have a gold standard, money just gets passed out to favored people. And the rest of us people, all we get is inflation.
That Mr. Bernanke says is well in check. Art in Philly. Hello, Art.
Hello, John, Andrew. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
When you're talking about the banks, there's one thing that happened to my situation, which is very common. I paid off a mortgage, and basically there's a law in our state, which is Pennsylvania, that the banks can hold on to the title and not give it to you for 90 days. All right. When you figure the fact that they can basically, you know, with the lending, they have an 8-to-1 ratio. If you have a property that, say, is worth $500,000, that's equivalent with the 8-to-1 ratio of the bank getting a free loan for 90 days on $4 million, or basically, in effect, you know, if you figure the interest rate is 5%, they're getting $50,000 in interest. But it gets better yet. Many of the people who are older, who pay off their houses, they never get title to their house until they actually end up in a retirement home. And what happens is the banks keep those properties as assets on their books and use that as leverage to borrow. I was wondering if you have any comments on how that system works.
I don't have specific knowledge of it because, honestly, I don't spend a lot of time with the housing market per se. I know that the banks hold fraudulent mortgages. I know that they certainly have overvalued mortgages on the balance sheet. I know that every aspect of the financial industry was corrupted, you know, by the housing bubble. And, you know, we're starting to see aspects of it come back again. And, you know, it's such a dirty business what it's become. And so all I can advise is, if possible, to anyone, to just pay off your mortgage and get away from it. And if you can't do that, you know, just take every precaution that you can to avoid their tricks and games.
Well, I'm wondering who holds the claimed asset for the houses in this country, because what we've discovered is the states, they actually hold the paper on every individual's car and claim it as an asset of the state. So I'm wondering if in this magical mystery tour of voodoo economics that somebody isn't holding on their balance sheet and claiming ownership.
Yes, it's the counties.
All right, we've got to take a break. Thanks for your call, Art. Appreciate it very much. We'll take this short break. Be right back with Andy Hoffman.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have about 4.5 minutes left, and we'll have to let Andy Hoffman of Miles Franklin go. But before he goes, let's have Fred in California. Hello, Fred.
Hey, John. How you doing? I'll make this real quick. The gentleman called in earlier concerning whether the government can come back and take back his Medicare payments. I had that question answered last week. That concerns Medi-Cal. For California.
Okay.
California gets, Medi-Cal California gets the get in front of line card free, but not with Medicare. But still, I would check it out. But thanks a lot, gentlemen.
All right, thanks, Fred. I appreciate that input. Mike in New York. Hello, Mike.
Hey. Yeah, I got a quick question I wanted to try to make as quick as possible. I have a lot of people, obviously, at different companies that work, have the 401ks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, there's talk. It's been all over the place. Government wants to control the 461 and 464 trillion, whatever, in 401ks and IRAs. I talked to, you know, as so many people, you talk to when they hear that, some heard it on Bloomberg one night, it's been discussed, and they're like, oh, that would be the straw that broke the camel's back. People would go nuts. There's no way they'd allow that to happen. And my take would be, but look it, you either have, most companies, and I know that people work, have two options. You either put it in a stable value, which is bonds, which they feel they're safe, nothing can go wrong, which is wrong. I called up the supervisor for more 401k from my company. They said, oh, it's possible to get a negative in bonds. The other thing is you got it in the market. There's really no option. Most places don't for precious metals. So the point is, if a stock market tanked, and it's possible for the bond market tanked, I told somebody, and the government comes in and says, look, you know, now you're getting minus in everything, but if you let us hold on to it, we'll give you a guaranteed 5%. They'd jump at it, right?
Well, to say that the government, yeah, exactly. I mean, the government wouldn't do it. The government just passed the NDAA, so that they can arrest you, and no one complained about that. For all we know, the government will take away the Second Amendment, get rid of the right to bear arms. And if they do, yeah, there'll be a hullabaloo and the NRA will get mad. But people don't complain about anything these days. Of course the government will come in, especially during times of crisis, and say, don't worry, we'll manage your IRAs for you. Don't worry, we'll give you a return that's linked to treasuries. Look, in late 2008, this was actively debated in Congress. And if the markets hadn't been turned around by all that money printing, you can bet they would have taken it. So, you know, the government, there is nothing that they won't do. Look at Obamacare.
I mean, that's my point. And people think that because something's in bonds, they think that it's called a stable value account, and they get maybe 3%, but they feel they'll never lose. And I spoke to a supervisor at one of their things, and he said, oh, no, it's possible to get a negative in the bonds, too.
Or how about inflation, where you're getting a real negative rate? Does anyone consider that? I just talked about my 20% increase in my health care premium that just came in my mail. So, yeah, great
exactly.
question.
But in a lot of cases like that, I mean, there could be a situation created where you're getting a negative in both, and if they step in and say, we'll give you a guaranteed 5%, you know, give it to us. We'll take, you know, I mean, I'm sure that could be
an
option,
right.
too.
That's exactly what happened in 2008. They knew people were losing money, and they were going to come in if it kept going anymore and say, yeah, just give us your 401ks, or actually, we're taking it, and we're going to give you 5%. How about them apples? Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah. Yeah, don't worry. The economy's doing real well with 47, almost 48 million people on food stamps in this country. Yeah, the unemployment rate's at 7.7, and the government's never going to touch your retirement funds. By the way, and thanks for your call, Mike. I appreciate it. One thing I wanted to bring up before you left, Andy, I am seeing a disconnect from the mainstream media, and all I'm seeing is the rah-rah boys pushing various stocks for various companies. When you see this going on, I'm seeing kind of nervousness. I'm seeing this excitability that I've not seen in these promoters' voices, in their mannerisms. And all I can say, it's like watching a murder suspect say, I didn't do it. They look extremely edgy, and they look like they're lying through their teeth. They're antsy as hell.
It's all about three things: money printing, market manipulation, and propaganda. And of course, if the market does go up, you know that CNBC will get all excited, as if anyone's listening, because their ratings have plummeted.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Thank you, my friend.
Anytime.
All right. Thank you, sir. We'll be back.